Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. Little Chicago bringing us back. That's one of their really hot songs there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're spinning a few platters, rocking and rolling here with our good friend Steve Strauss. Stephen D. Strauss is the name on the new book, Get Your Business Funded. And that's available wherever books are sold. Brand spanking new book out. The ink still, when you buy it, kind of be careful. The ink might still be just a little bit wet, right, Steve?
A little bit.
MrAllBiz.com is his website. We're talking about getting your business funded. Steve, one of the things that I want you to help us with is I actually err on the side of telling small business owners not to even think about venture capital. I mean, the percentages of small business owners who actually get venture capital money are so minuscule that I almost feel like I'm doing a service by telling people not to even go after it. What do you think?
That's pretty accurate. Unless you have a very big idea that's going to take a lot of money to execute, and you have a fantastic team around you, and you're going to become a public company at some point. That's your whole game plan.
Yep.
And VC money isn't for you.
That exit strategy is essential. If you even blink on an exit strategy that doesn't sound like we want to conquer the world, they won't even talk to you.
That's right. Because you're talking about seven-figure funding, and most small businesses don't need seven-figure funding to get launched,
right.
And you don't need Series A funding and Series B funding. I do talk about venture capital in the book,
right?
And I talk about how you get it, and I met with some VCs, and what do they look for? They look for a great idea. They look for a secret sauce. You're doing something special and different that nobody else is doing, and they really want to see that you have put together a great team. So if it's just you or you and your brother or whatever, That's not what I'm talking about. You
right.
have to have an exceptional team of experienced entrepreneurs around you who've invested into this project, and you've already gone through some money. So you've gone through the friends and family plan, and you've gone through maybe an SBA loan and your own money, right? You have your own skin in the game, and then you can start to, and maybe even an angel investor, then you can start to think about VC money.
Right.
For most small businesses, I agree, that's kind of an unattainable goal.
What about SBA? You mentioned SBA earlier. I actually got an SBA loan back in the 90s, Steve, and it was very in fact, if I hadn't gotten that loan in the 90s, actually before I started doing, my media company, my radio show, I probably wouldn't be here right now. It was very important to me, and we paid it all back. The SBA, a lot of people are even after all the times I've talked about on the show, it's still a misunderstood option, isn't it?
I guess it is. The SBA doesn't make loans, but what it does do is guarantees loans. So you go to your bank, and if the bank is an SBA lender, the bank is going to be a little more likely to say yes to you if you can get a loan that's guaranteed by the SBA. If you don't pay it back, then the SBA will. Well, if that's true, well, the heck, we'll lend you the money. So the standards are loosened a little bit, and it's a little easier to get a loan. And the SBA has all sorts of loans.
Right.
Something called the 7A loan. They have microloans that go up to, in fact, $50,000. They have loans for equipment, real estate purchases. And it's I think, a really good option because you get the bank financing and you get the federal guarantee.
Well, here's what it sounds like. You take your loan proposal to your bank, and your banker calls you in a couple of days and says, hey, Jim, with your whole picture, your credit situation, your collateral, it's going to be kind of hard for us to make this loan based on our regulatory standards and our in-house standards. But if you work with me to fill out this form, we'll send this into the SBA, and if they'll guarantee it, we'll make the loan through their guarantees. That's how it sounds when you're sitting at that desk. What do you think, Steve?
Right. That's exactly how it works. So in the book, in Get Your Business Funded, I talk about all these kind of regular ideas, and then I come up with some new ideas, too. Like one of them is crowdfunding. I'm not sure if you talked about crowdfunding.
Only a little bit.
Crowdfunding is a very fun, cool idea. So you go to a crowdfunding site like Indiegogo.com or Kickstarter.com, and you list your business or your project, and then you ask the crowd to invest a little bit of money in your business. And instead of paying them back with cash, you pay them back with some benefit
mm-hmm.
from your business. So let's say you're opening a restaurant. You might say, invest $100 in my business or give me $100, and instead of paying you back the $100 plus interest, I'll name one of our entrees after you. Okay?
Right.
Fun, right?
Right.
And
if you give me if you give me $1 million, I'll name one of my children after you. I'll change my son's name to your name. Hey, Steve, give us a website.
You can raise $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 in small increments.
I need to go to that site, Steve. Help me out
it's
with that.
Very cool.
Hey, Steve, give us the website again, please.
So you go to my website was MrAllBiz.com. I'm going to be doing a teleseminar on how to get your business funded. I'll be giving people some personal advice.
And that's on, and they can find out about that on the book, on the website, right?
On the website.
MrAllBiz.com. The new book is called Get Your Business Funded. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
See you later. Steve Strauss, ladies and gentlemen. He's a lot of fun. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.